A woman from Pocahontas has been sentenced to prison for bank theft. 46-year-old Heather Pankey was in court Wednesday in Randolph County and accepted a plea deal of 72 months in the Arkansas Department of Corrections. She's also ordered to pay $257,594 in restitution. Pankey was arrested after investigators say she accessed numerous customer accounts while working for the bank, transferring funds into a joint account that belonged to her and her grandmother. A man from Donovan was injured in an accident south of Donovan Wednesday. Highway Patrol reports the 23-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he ran off the road and struck a tree. The accident happened on Missouri Highway 21, 5 miles south of Donovan. A lawsuit has been filed against a white-only community in Lawrence County. The suit was filed yesterday in U.S. District Court for Eastern Arkansas. The lawsuit alleges that the community developers violated the Fair Housing Act when they refused to sell property to Michelle Walker, who is Jewish and is married to a black man. Walker allegedly saw the land for sale as what she believed was an exceptionally low price and applied online to purchase the land from the Return to Land group. The application had questions about her ancestry and religion, which she answered honestly, including a statement of her faith. She was later told by the RTTL representative that she should not expect her application to be approved. RTTL's attorney states in the lawsuit they believe the Fair Housing Act does not apply based on the mechanisms it uses to sell land and limiting purchases to heterosexual, white, non-Jewish people by being a private club. Representative Lisa Durnell has joined Representative Tricia Burns and other members of the General Assembly in urging Missouri Governor Mike Huckabee to call for a special session to temporarily suspend the state's motor fuel tax through December 31st of 2026. Missouri's total state gas tax is 29.5 cents per gallon. In 2021, members of the legislature enacted a 12.5% increase without voter approval, phased in at 2.5 cents per year over 5 years and fully in effect by July 1st of 2025. That phased in hike amounts to roughly 73.5% increase over the prior 17 cent rate. While the law allows Missourians to request a refund of the increase, the process has proven cumbersome, requiring detailed receipts, VINs, and other documentation, and many residents have found it impractical to navigate. More on this story available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Due to the recent discovered leak and other necessary repairs, the Willow Springs City Pool will not be open for the 2026 season. The decision was made by the Willow Springs Board of Aldermen at their regular monthly meeting on May 19th. The fun begins this weekend in Salem, Arkansas, the 77th annual Fulton County Homecoming Festival. Starting at 4:30 on Friday, there will be a fish fry. There's going to be a bounce house play yard at 6 p.m., cornhole tournament at 6:30, and a street dance with Whiskey Halo Band from 6 to 9. Then on Saturday, there'll be a 5K run at 8 a.m., squirt race, terrapin downs, bounce house play yard, horseshoe pitching, bingo, a parade, and more. Saturday evening, the Kentucky Headhunters will be in concert at the Fulton County Fairgrounds. There will also be a memorial service at 11 a.m. and chili supper on Monday at the Salem VFW. Come spend some time in Salem for the Fulton County Homecoming Festival this weekend. Missouri Department of Transportation crews will be making driving surface improvements on Route 19 North in Shannon County. The section of roadway is located from Route 106 in Eminence to Route A. A 10-foot width restriction will be in place. Weather permitting, work will take place Tuesday, June 2nd through Thursday, June 11th from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. daily. If you have any questions, you can call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT.